Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the Sunday special episode of You Up. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. It is so good to be back here with you on a Sunday. Jordana, how are you? What's going on?
I'm great. I love these Sunday specials. I'm excited for this email.
Totally.
I think it's a really good question.
I think it's a really good question. Also, I just love how these Sunday specials. The feedback has been unbelievable. These are the perfect shareable episodes because they're short. You're not saying, hey, listen to my podcast with 7 years of backtracking to do. These are short, one email, in and out, boom. So if you're sitting there on a Sunday, you're a little hungover, we're helping you take your brain, put it on the shelf, do us a solid. You're not doing us a favor. We're doing each other the favor. We're giving you entertainment for free. All you got to do is tell a friend. So send this one to someone that is in need, that wants a little entertainment, that wants a Sunday away from their own horrible thoughts. Right, Jordana?
Exactly. And if you don't want to send it to a friend, if you don't have any friends or you don't feel like sending it to a friend, go on Apple, give us a 5-star review, tell us why you love the podcast and why you won't share it with your friends.
I love it. Also, I want to tell people, if you're in New Jersey, November is New Jersey month for me. I'm going to be in Hasbrook Heights and I'm going to be in Atlantic City. So if you're here November, I'll be in Hasbrook Heights and Atlantic City doing some socially distanced laughs. So Jordana, let's do the email. You ready?
That's fun. Yeah, I'll read it. Hi, J&J. Thank you so much for this podcast. I listen to it every week and have never felt more seen and heard as I navigate through the dating war trenches. Look at that.
It feels like a cold, snowy night.
Yes.
On the hunt for a husband.
It's like Crime and Punishment. I'm 29 and have been single for about a year. I had yet to meet a guy I clicked with until about a month ago. I met this guy, 35 and an attorney, on Hinge.
Your Jewish mother's happy.
She's loving it.
Hey.
We hit it off, great chemistry, had tons in common, and had a great makeout session at the end of the night. When he walked me to my car, he asked when he could see me again, and we made plans for the following week. In the days leading up to our next date, he would call, send me texts, and just generally keep in touch, which was refreshing and appreciated. Our second date came, and again, amazing time. He took me on a picnic followed by drinks at an outdoor restaurant.
Oh my God.
We had great conversations about our futures, and I even told him that I'm looking for a relationship, not a hookup.
He agreed with me. So he said, if she said it, then he will just, you know, that's what he's looking for. I agree. Like, I
agreed.
This isn't like
you have the recording. Agreed. Press play.
And also, just because he agreed doesn't mean it's a relationship with you. Like if someone said to me, yeah, I'm looking for a relationship, I'd be like, yeah, I am too at some point. Like that's like the easiest thing to agree on.
This brings me back to my cardinal rule with men, which is don't believe anything they say before they sleep with you.
I believe in your rule. I agree with that. I am a completely different person before I sleep. You know, have sex than I am after I have sex. But I would also say that, like, for a lot of guys, the equation of the pie that makes up who I'll be in a relationship with is different than your pie. So, like, to say,
that's
like,
true. Yeah.
So to say, like, hey, I'm looking for a relationship, not a hookup. The guy's like, yeah, me too. But he'd still hook up with someone he wouldn't be in a relationship with.
Right. So he didn't say, I'm only looking for a relationship.
Yeah. So I just think this is one of those things that a lot of people do to get assurance, but it's just too easy to trust that assurance.
Right. There's no way to tell until you sleep with them and then you watch their behavior.
And then and then they go, oh, I did say a relationship when I'm 80. Ta-ta! And then they poof.
Yeah. Psych.
Sorry to keep interrupting, but
he agreed with me. We went back to his place and fooled around for hours doing everything but sleep together. There was hair pulling, choking, shower taking, the nines, and it was obvious there was great physical chemistry. He asked me to sleep over and in the morning initiated hooking up. Again, no sex. He made me coffee and breakfast and then asked me out for that weekend. The third date came and it was the same great routine, drinks, dinner, and hooking up. While things were heating up at his place, he asked if he could put a condom on and I said that I wasn't quite there yet. I've been trying this new thing where I actually get to know the guy a bit before I sleep with them. He replied,
look at you, Miss Class.
I'm trying this new thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's like a cleanse, but with no dick, you know?
He replied, that's silly, but okay. And we proceeded hooking up. I slept over and we spooned the entire night. That's romantic.
A lot of fun having a dick in your back for the night. Okay.
After this date, I felt confident another date was going to happen. We didn't make official plans to hang out because I was headed to Austin and he had a trial coming up that may or may not be postponed. We chatted a bit when I got to Austin, but when I returned, I could tell something was off. He eventually called me and told me he thought we should stop seeing each other because the passion wasn't there. Mm. I was completely taken off guard considering the hookups we had on our past dates. I've had boring sex/hookups before, and that was definitely not the case in this situation. Surprised, I asked him to clarify and said that if he met someone else, I'd totally get it. He replied that he hadn't met anyone else and that on paper we were a great fit. So he was, quote unquote, trying to be optimistic that the passion would build, but it just didn't. I honestly have never felt more confused by the ending of a dating fling. He initiated everything, was very proactive making dates, and was very engaged in our hookups. To say that the passion wasn't building just doesn't make sense to me, especially when we hadn't even had sex yet. When talking to my friends about it, one suggested that it could have been because I didn't have sex with him when he wanted to. Is waiting until the fourth date to have sex too long? Would a guy dump you because of that, or was this just a polite excuse to say, I'm just not that into you? I do want to say that I'm so happy that he was honest with me about his feelings. Like you said, I'd rather have a shitty month than a shitty year. But I'm just perplexed as to what in the fuck happened. So I'm hoping you can shed some light on this. Thanks for reading this. And I appreciate all the efforts you put forth saving us single people from our crazy selves. Keep doing God's work. Passion pit of confusion.
Well, I appreciate this email. I think it's a very good email because it spells out a lot of problems that a lot of people have and a lot of questions that many people ask. She said, I love her questions because there's no such thing as a stupid question, but is waiting until the fourth date to have sex too long? Would a guy dump you because of that? Or was this just a polite excuse to say that I'm not that into you? Like those questions are very normal questions, but they only exist because she's trying to compare her needs and wants and desires and her emotional well-being to other people. And that's just not how you should do dating. There's no should. There's no, you know, there's no too long. There's you and your feelings. And I'm proud of this person because she said, I'm not ready yet. You know what? If she was ready, that wouldn't have kept him.
I agree. I think that he didn't dump her because she didn't have sex on the third date or something like that. I think that he would have left either way, and she should be happy and proud that she didn't do something she didn't feel ready to do, especially because it would have happened either way.
It would have happened either way. Absolutely. I mean, the fact that he goes, that's silly, is that's really an awful thing to say to someone who is being vulnerable with you. She shouldn't want to be with someone who would not really respect her feelings. Like, to say that's silly.
To make them feel like they're being silly by trying to protect themselves emotionally.
Yeah. To me, it's silly to say that's silly. Like, she should, if she reversed this, I would ask her a question. Do you want to be with someone who thinks your emotional state and protecting that is silly? Do you want to? Right. And the answer, I would assume, but I can't assume, but I would, my answer would be no.
Do you think when he writes that he said he was trying to be optimistic that the passion would build, but it just didn't, just means like he was trying to have a more physical relationship? Like,
no, the passion equals casual sex.
Okay.
Just replace the passion with casual sex. Trying to be optimistic that the casual sex would build, but it just didn't.
Right. That makes a lot more sense.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at BowlandBranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, BowlandBranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10. I mean, this woman's problem is that she takes people at their word, and that's right. It. And she we made fun of it a little bit in the beginning, where it's like, he said he's looking for a relationship. It's like, okay. Like, she has to understand that, like, some things are easier to say than others. It's easier to say the passion didn't build for me than to say, hey, I want casual sex and I really don't. And he is doing, again, the that silly shows that he's not a respectful person. But him saying, him having the realization that sex means that you sex with him would mean more to you than to him, and he backed away from that, that is actually a respectful thing to do.
Right. I agree with that. And I think that, like, it's important to remember, like, I used to do research in high school and in college because I'm a loser. And we learned about this. There's this thing when you're doing an experiment that you can never really prove, like, a causation thing, because you can't know the counterfactual. And the counterfactual is basically like what would have happened if you did this a different way. Like, there's no way you can't know something that never happened. So with her, it's like she's assuming all these, like, if she had slept with him earlier, that he would be, like, around and think it was more passionate, when, like, there's no way to tell that. What, like you said, is more likely to happen is that he was looking for something more sexual and more casual, and that she just, what would have happened is, like, they would have perhaps kept sleeping together, but it would have ended badly. It just would have taken, like, longer, and she probably would have felt worse about it.
Yeah, shitty month versus a shitty year. Like, and she says that in her email. And I think, like, the idea of, like, a fourth date being too long. No, it's your whatever you want, and that's it. That's the, you know, however you feel, and you're going to feel most comfortable with it. Like, I just don't know a lot of guys. I don't think there's ever been a guy on earth that was like, yeah, we're married now because she fucked me on the second date. That's the only reason I'm married to her.
Right. Like, or we're not married because she had sex with me on the second date also.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. And I don't think you're going to trick someone into feeling a certain way. All you're going to do is get someone to feel guilty about being truthful with you. You know, like this guy?
You're saying?
This guy, like, let's say they had sex, and just like in the scenario that you just said where, like, it goes longer. That's only going longer because he's feeling guilty about, you know, ending it with someone that he just slept with that he knows it means something to them.
Yeah, and I think it's good to be upfront about, like, where you're at. And, like, if you don't feel comfortable sleeping with someone, I think she did the exact right thing in telling them that that's the case. And then I'm saying it does make this person think, well, maybe I should get out because my intentions are not to date them, and they'll get out earlier than they would otherwise.
Yeah, and also she's like, he didn't push for sex the two other times. Again, a lot of guys like living in the zone of, like, coming without sex. Like, you know, blowjobs without sex is a pretty good space to be in, because it's a little bit easier to be like, hey, this isn't going to be a relationship for me.
Right.
So, like, this guy for two dates where she's like, we had such passion. Yeah, the passion can be there, but it also, the whole equation isn't there for him, because he's like, I do want passion. I do want hair pulling. I do want whatever they were doing in bed. I want to find someone like her, but that won't make me answer her texts.
Right. You know? That, like, I won't have to feel, like, guilty about not then dating and meeting their mom after this.
Exactly. So I think the hardest part about this is you did nothing wrong. The hardest part about this is also, she says, I'm just not, is it a polite excuse to say, I'm just not into you? This guy will always be attracted and interested in you, but he wants his rules to go with it. That's a really hard explanation, because a lot of people want to hear, no, I don't want to date you, you ugly bitch, instead of...
He wants to date you on his terms. He wants to hook up with you on his terms, not your terms. And I think it's good that she stood her ground. He presented this contract. She said, actually, I have some of my own stipulations to put in.
Yep.
And then he was like, I'm not going to do it if I'm not going to do it fully my way.
Good luck with your life. Thanks for the blowjob. Basically. Yeah, and I feel bad for her, but I think, like, it's like, if you want to, like, make this math, if she does this 10 times, the right relationship will come from it.
Like, I agree.
You know, like, I
because
think
if she,
like,
doesn't do it, then she has, like, let's say she has 5 8-month things where that they get dragged out and the person doesn't do it. But if she stands her ground and does this as early as she feels comfortable with it, then she might have 10 of them, but none of them are, like, are prolonging, like, again, like, ruining her year.
Totally. I'm with you. So if you think of it that way, that's a more positive way to think about it. That's a more positive way to get back out there and be like, hey, I'll meet the next guy that we have a fun time. And also, like, you do you. Like, you're obviously, like, you had fun in bed, so he obviously had some fun, you know, and then with the person that it's right with, it'll be even better because it's the right person.
Agreed.
That's our Sunday special. We do these every single Sunday. This is a perfect episode to share with a friend. Share, share, share. Make it your Instagram story. We'll be back next episode.
Bye. You Up is hosted by Jared Fried.
And Jordana Abraham. Our editor is Sean Kilby.
Social media by Dana Samuel. Artwork by Brittany Levine.
Our podcast managers are Mike Coscarelli and Sean Kilby. Be sure to follow us at You Up Pod on Instagram and email your questions to UUP@Betches.com.
Betches.